Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion your life starts now. Welcome, everyone, back to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. I'm always thrilled you're here listening, that you're interested in healthy mind management and living your to your fullest potential. And whether you tune in now or later to all the different locations that people come in from around the world, welcome. I'm just glad you're here. And today, we are talking about our most important relationships and how we need to pay such close attention to them, especially these days. You know, there's just so much going on in the world for people right now. And if we don't pay attention, I'm afraid things can very easily go off the rails. So we're going to discuss a concept called relationship manuals. And a relationship manual is basically an instruction guide, right, that we have for someone in our lives about how we would like them to behave. Now, we humans have very strong belief systems, right, that if other people would will just behave the way that we would like them to behave, they would be better off and, well, we would be better off. Welcome to the world of manuals. In my coaching practice, I do run across this all the time, and I'm kind of getting pretty good at sensing a manual. Often I'll laugh with my clients and say something like, wow, this is a pretty thick manual that you've written for your husband. Have you even let him read it? Most of them just kind of look at me and like, what? Again, it's this idea, if so-and-so would just stop this and do what I tell them to do. But look, when we do this to other people, it often backfires, doesn't it? And relationships suffer. And then, well, we're just kind of left wondering why all the people in our lives don't cooperate. Now, I understand we all have ideas and opinions on how we think others should behave, but sometimes our thoughts around how they should behave become like so embedded in our minds that we really can't think about anything else. We're just constantly internalizing our manual that we have for that person. And then what happens is it becomes quite the destructive thought loop. So what I want you to do is start to pay attention if the word should comes up on your day-to-day. For example, well, he should make that phone call to his mother, or she should stop being late. You see, the shoulds are the first clue, actually, that you may have a manual in place. Now, before we go any further, I do want to say a few things that just need to be stated, because some of you out there may be dealing with way more serious issues, such as addiction or abuse, and we are not talking about those kinds of situations today. And those situations require a whole nother level of love, care, and therapy. And we're also not talking about raising children, because of course, we're gonna have a lot of manuals for those little ones of ours as they're growing and learning. And that's just a given, right? And one last thing, we also don't wanna confuse this concept with our work situations, as we will very likely have to follow manuals out of respect and to, well, stay employed, right? These are all important distinctions to make. But today, though, we're actually focusing on the more everyday manuals. And ironically, these manuals are about the people we love the most. And when we hang on to these manuals, we end up completely annoying the people we love, and we end up torturing ourselves. So here's the irony. We generally don't tell the other people in our lives that we even have manuals for them. We expect them to know or to magically figure it out what it is that we need. But when we keep our manuals to ourselves, we are expecting the impossible, aren't we? Look, we can share expectations. Nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and share exactly what you would like to have happen. And hopefully that will be honored. But here's what we must remember. What another person does with that request is entirely up to them. It really is. It really is. I need to share an example of a manual that I let go many years ago. Now, this is a story in hindsight. I think this happened almost, gosh, a solid 15 years ago. But you know what? I have to throw myself under the bus because it's such a great example of a manual. So my husband, Tom, worked and commuted into New York City, and he worked very hard. And there were many nights that he would be home late, and we missed him, of course. So on the weekends, what happened, I created a very clear manual on how this was all going to go, that together we would put our three little boys to bed, you know, give them their bath, read stories, all the things. And then the manual I had in my head was that we should both get into bed after that, read, snuggle, cuddle, watch TV or a movie, whatever. And then I'd get everyone to bed and I'd say, hey, TC, you want to watch a movie? And sure, you know, sometimes he was very game, but there were times I could tell that he really didn't want to. Oh my gosh. So what did I do? Oh my goodness, you guys, I made it mean all sorts of things. Like, oh my gosh, he didn't want to be with me. I mean, this really got under my skin, as this was not the vision that I had. You know, I wanted just to catch up. I wanted to reconnect. And he wasn't playing ball with my manual. He wanted to go into his garage and work on a car. And that was his hobby. It was understandable. It was a way to unwind. But here's the priceless part. I got to tell you, I ended up so frustrated, so irritated, hurt, all because of my thoughts. Because he wasn't following my playbook, my manual. Oh my goodness, quietly seething in my mind. So one day, thankfully, I asked him why he didn't want to come to bed with me at night and watch TV. And he said, well, Leanne, that's really just the only time in my entire week that I have to be with myself. It's just important that I have time to unwind and chill out and, you know, just be with me. And honestly, that's just the only time I get to do it. Well, of course I had a light bulb moment. I could see it from his perspective. And I learned very quickly, this had nothing to do with me. It was just that he wanted to spend time with himself. He was merely desiring to reconnect and hang out with himself. So, of course, listening to his perspective changed it up for me. But looking back, it all seems so obvious now. But when I had a manual for him, oh, I promise you, it wasn't obvious at all. In fact, it was this really ridiculous, huge contention in my mind, right? I was quietly seething. But what I want to point out to all of you when we do this, what a waste of energy, right? When we release all the rules and expectations we have, and we listen to another person and hear what's going on for them, our relationships can really change, right? For the better. We can start understanding them from a different perspective that isn't all clouded up by our own thinking and expectations and assumptions. I mean, there's real serious truth in that old saying, try to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, right? Such wisdom in that. Again, you know, people don't like to hear this, but one of the first things that we all need to remember is that we grown-ups have the ability and freedom to behave however we want. And that includes you. When someone has a manual for you, I know it can feel like, you're not the boss of me. But I think we can all agree here that no one likes to be controlled. But often people will feel really defensive when I first introduce this concept and say something to me like, oh, so really, Leanne, you're telling me I shouldn't expect anything from that person? They will feel in the beginning like I'm somehow taking something away from them, like they're losing control. And they're reluctant, right? Really reluctant to give up on their carefully constructed manual. But once they recognize what I'm actually teaching them is giving them back all of their power and their emotional well-being, my clients start to feel somehow like that they can breathe. They're relieved. And then eventually empowered. Because here's the thing, trying to control another person, as we all well know, takes up way too much time and energy. Now, another thing that's kind of interesting is that people are at first a little puzzled that their significant other doesn't have to do anything differently. And yet I tell them, it only takes one person to make the change. One very conscious person to encourage the shift in a relationship. And when they decide to take the initiative to be that one, then they start to notice how their beloved is suddenly changing. Wow. They're often blown away at how they begin to come together. Okay, so now I just have to say, I want you to pay very close attention right now if you are agitated or irritated by this concept and discussion, because typically this could be your inner voice saying something like, not sure I like this, but I may need to spend some time considering this. Often we are holding on to these manuals for a reason, right? And it's worth it to explore the reason why. I mean, some of the strongest manuals that I was hanging on to for dear life came from a place of fear when I took a look at them. But this work of learning to release your manual for another human being is all about the expectations that you have, right? That are weighing you down, keeping you in a state of anger or hurt or frustration. Again, it's so interesting how most of our manuals are unspoken. We make assumptions and expect that all the people in our lives are to instinctively read our mind. And seriously, this is humanly impossible, isn't it? Can you think of a better recipe to set someone up for failure? And yet we do it all the time. If you can learn to release your manual, you know what will happen? You're never going to want to look back. Do you know what happens? The energy in your relationship will shift. It will change. And again, it's fascinating. It only takes one person to let go of manuals. Just watch your relationship thrive when you decide to stop the blame game. It truly changes the dance. We're going to go for a quick break here, and you've been listening to Champion Your Life. My name is Leanne Champion, and I'm really glad we're talking about these manuals that we have for everyone in our lives. We're not going to shy away from this tough conversation. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. And we're talking all about relationship manuals. And once again, just let me explain, a manual is an instruction guide we have for others in our lives about how we would like them to behave so that we can feel happy. And what a waste of time that is, right? When we allow ourselves to just love people, enjoy who they are, and not have any manuals for them, this can be such a beautiful, freeing way to live. And listen, we are living in some strange times for sure. So don't you just want to stop this craziness and spend your time loving others? Now, I wanted to share a manual story, another one I think that you're going to find really interesting. I was given permission to tell this story, and I've changed the names to protect everyone, but I had a client named Amanda. I'm going to call her Amanda. And she'd been divorced for well over 6 years, but she was still in a situation where she was deciding to give her ex-husband complete power over her emotional life. So let me explain. She was letting her story about her ex and her entire manual around who he should have been during their marriage cause her to be miserable still. She had been dedicated to continuously bashing him and feeling this anger for him for the last 6 years. And as her coach, I was honored to hold the space for her in order to hash this whole thing out. She had already gone through therapy and she thought she was over it, right? But she had recently just been very triggered and shared the whole story with me. And so in that moment, I really just wanted to show Amanda that her ex-husband wasn't feeling her anger. And instead of punishing him with her anger, she was actually, in fact, punishing herself with all the thoughts. Right? And she was still carrying around this dusty, beat up old manual of hers, right? The manual that she had for him. And she was still torturing herself after all these years with it. She was the one feeling, experiencing, and living all these old rules that she had made. And he, on the other hand, he had moved on. He was happily remarried and was oblivious to her misery. Now, I asked her in the moment how it felt to think about him this way. And she said, terrible. And then I asked her why she was consistently choosing to feel terrible. I asked her why she was still hanging on to that old manual, right? that was no longer serving her. And it took her a while to truly understand that this was her choice, right? She'd started to realize that being angry at him was, well, she had that, there was zero upside in that. And she began to let the story go and her manual for him go. And then she began to reclaim her power and began focusing on her own life, which was such a beautiful thing to watch. And such a poignant example, isn't it? And I'm so glad that she had her light bulb moment, because who would have wanted six more years of that kind of pain, right? So why is it important for you to become aware of who you have manuals for your emotional freedom? So you see, I am only here to help you live a life that you love. And I'm telling you that having a bunch of manuals for everyone creates a ton of unnecessary drama in our lives. One of the wisest things to understand in all of this is the realization that the only person, I know I've said this to you before, but the only person we have control over is ourselves and how we show up in our relationships. And you have to come to the conclusion that other people's behavior has no impact on us until we think about it, we interpret it, and choose, right? Choose to make it mean something. I wanted to share some common one-sentence manual instructions that you might recognize. I've been collecting some through the years. My mother should not come over unannounced. My girlfriend should be on time. My son should be emotionally available. She should listen to me as long as I listen to her. That's a big one. My mother-in-law should mind her own business. And then this one is fun. My husband should work more hours, or my husband should work less hours. Do you see what I mean? Can you hear all the shoulds? So this is important. Clients will say to me, oh, come on, Leanne, are you telling me that I shouldn't tell my husband that he should be home on time or help me out with the kids or take out the garbage or show up in a big way for family outings? And I will reply, absolutely. You should tell him those things. You can make all the requests you want for as many people as you want. But here's the thing. When you tie your emotional happiness to whether they respond in the way that you want, that is where people go off the rails, right there. That's when it becomes a spiral of negativity, because that's what the manual does. It's this heavy, heavy book of rules that can send us down the rabbit hole. Now, look, I also want to say this does not mean that you stay with people who don't have the same values as you do, or don't live in the way that you want to live and are constantly doing things that are against your values. I'm not suggesting that at all. But what I am saying is that trying to change them to be more like what you want them to be rarely works. In fact, it only makes you into a crazy person with all of your efforts. But the key really is for us all to take responsibility for how we feel, regardless of other people's behavior. This is such a saner and more empowering way to live. I want to tell you, I think this idea of manuals is truly one of the most important tools to understand. And you may want to go back and listen to this one again. And I want you to remember, repetition is the mother of all skills. And when I'm learning a concept, something that's new to me, I will listen to something that's resonating, right? Several times until I let it sink into my core. And then I begin to apply what it is I'm learning. But what I have learned and what I want you all to know is that your relationship with anyone in your life is dependent on your thoughts about them. Now, if you have a difficult relationship with someone, you may blame it on their behavior. And you know what? It might be their behavior. But I want you to always examine what you are thinking as well in any given situation. You see, it always does come back around to our thought life, doesn't it? Our thoughts matter. There is a scripture that I dearly love that is from Philippians. It's Philippians 4:8, and it reads, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, my mind will rest on this. It's a beautiful one. Okay, here are my suggestions. Number one, I want you to acknowledge that we do have some intricate manuals for other people. Consider letting go of all your manuals. Number two, make requests of your people with no strings attached. And then notice what people do when you don't try to control them. Number three, focus on trying to control yourself and your response to how other people behave. If people don't follow through on what you've asked them to do, you get to decide what to think about it. You don't have to be angry. You can choose anger, but you don't have to choose anger. Remember, all of our emotions are a choice. When we learn to let people just be who they are, we'll be a lot calmer. We can then get their perspective on things from a place of curiosity, right? Rather than taking it personally. And if we're really, really honest here, most of us, even though we have different styles, want to control the world, right? We all have these manuals for other people so that we can feel differently. But I promise you, that's a long way around. And trying to control somebody else so that you can feel safe or better is truly exhausting, right? We've all tried this in some way, shape, or form, and it just never works. I hope you will take some time just to consider this concept and let it sort of seep into your point of view in your daily life. I know this framework has helped me tremendously. It's been a true perspective shifter, a different way to look at things. It's something that we constantly need to study and consider and then apply to improve, right? Our emotional well-being. And listen, the world, we've talked about this, is upside down right now, and our relationships are sacred, right? They're so, so important. There is so much we can do with how we lead within our own families, how we lead at work and in our communities, and frankly, how you show up in your own life just for you. It's all connected. It all matters. And perhaps now more than ever, do this work. These podcasts are my offering to you. Decide, make a decision to keep growing, to keep learning, to keep loving. And if you need help, reach out. These are the tools that make differences in our lives. You've been listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. I want you to remember, you have one precious life. Godspeed. Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit ChampionYourLife.com.
That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.